Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
May the fail be with you. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Star Wars Holiday Special, starring Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Harrison Ford as Han Solo, Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia, with Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Peter Mayhew as Chewbacca, R2-D2 as R2-D2, and James Earl Jones as the voice of Darth Vader. Introducing Chewbacca's family. His wife, Mala. His father, Itchy. His son, Lumpy. With special guest stars, Beatrice Arthur, Art Carney, Diane Carroll, the Jefferson Starship, Harvey Korman, and an animated Star Wars story on the Star Wars Holiday Special.
It's not too early for Christmas-related content.
No. Kidding me? We're too late, if anything. What is it, March?
Yeah. Nothing. Listen, nothing ever goes wrong on Christmas.
Nope.
And
not allowed.
Nothing ever goes wrong in the world of Star Wars.
No. Never. Not
what
allowed.
What if both happened at the same time? I was reminded from my brother, who's a huge, huge Star Wars fan. He has great working knowledge of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you understand this, but on Disney Plus, there's a show called The Mandalorian.
The blah, 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 blah?
Yeah.
If there's not a white man who can't sit me down and explain to me The Mandalorian, then I am at a loss.
Well, I can't because I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I probably will watch it. I don't necessarily like care too much, mm-hmm. but my brother's watched it. And what happened is it's reignited the Disney Christmas special of 1978 that was aired only once.
Just one time. You get one.
And then buried.
Yeah.
By everybody.
Hell yeah.
Nobody wanted it out. It wasn't like a, like, oh no, but you know what? This no, mm-hmm. everyone was like, no.
This is an abomination. Which is interesting because I think the idea itself is really appealing. Like a Christmas theme with all your favorite Star Wars characters? Sounds amazing.
In concept, it you're like, how bad can it be? It's got to be on a personal level. No, it is. I mean, I think I read like a Reddit comic. I like to see what the conversation is. Somebody was like, there was just a big mound of cocaine. And then this happened.
I feel like so many things just start with a mountain of cocaine.
In this, just watching it again. I remember like as a kid kind of, but I wasn't like losing my mind over it, but I did have to watch it just like if they were on the Muppets or whatever, or wherever you found Star Wars. And they, you know, in bridging the gap between A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back, which arguably Empire is the best of them, depending on who you ask. But
yeah.
argumentative, you know, generally speaking,
they had this like horrific stepchild
in between to be like, well, listen, we gotta the idea of, you know, we gotta keep people interested, ride the wave, cash in, get sponsors. It kind of reminds me a little of the movie Boondock Saints. And the first one went really well. Mm-hmm. The director was, you know, everyone was, you know, kind of blown up his ego. And it was a huge disaster. I think there's a documentary on it, how this dude blew his career. He was so kind of in love with himself. And when they made the sequel to it, nobody cared. And any other movie they made, nobody cared. And I think even though Star Wars has gone on to be relatively... with a few bumps and bruises, has done very well.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars, you can't... It feels like it's an ironclad franchise.
But when, you know, A New Hope comes out, everyone, you know, loses their mind.
Yeah.
I saw it in theaters as a kid. That's how old I am.
Jason is old.
He is old. But we could be telling the story of the movie Star Wars and how this Christmas special tanked it. We could be telling that story.
Yeah.
You don't know.
In another dimension... Like this, again, what do they expect? What actually happened? I love stuff like this. I love when it's like people's egos and they're like, we're going to make some money and we're going to make some crazy shit.
Everyone loves us.
Oh my God.
They need more in this weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a vanity project in so many ways where they think that like, oh, people are, let's, you know what? Mm-hmm. The world of Star Wars, yeah, like we've told that story, but let's like really blow it out.
Yeah. Or did you ever watch? I didn't, but I was talking about this with some coworkers. The David and Goliath, that was like an animated Christian. We were
Jews.
Yes,
it's like a claymation-y thing. Yes, I've had seen it.
So one of my boss actually loved that, and he was like, he was looking through it, and they made a Christmas special, and the Christmas special was David and Goliath, Snowboard City. Like it was just like what. This thing from the set, and they're like, snowboard is a big 90s thing. And it was like, it was insane.
It was a dog, a boy and his dog,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Light Christian hand.
Yeah. So obviously Star Wars has gone on to do really well, but The Mandalorian makes, for the first time, in a big way, a reference that goes back to this... It's Christmas special.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so have you seen The Mandalorian?
No, but my brother told me, and I don't want to give anything away, I'm not going to say what it is, but there's things in The Mandalorian that are like Easter eggs that kind of casually, quickly mention the plot of it. So it's kind of reignited. I'm sure for movie files and Star Wars fans, it's still old news, but for
general... If you're white man, DM us, Ghost on Pod, please explain The Mandalorian to me. I am dying to know.
So here's the info on the Star Wars holiday special, which aired just once on CBS on the night of Friday, November 17th, 1978. Something being only aired once and then shelved forever is fascinating to me.
You know what also that reminds me of? Are you watching The Crown?
No.
Where I watched the episode where they did the special on the royal family, and it only aired once on BBC, and everyone was like, that is the most boring, lame shit I've ever seen. And they were, like, incredibly embarrassed.
Oh, I love that.
Ugh, it's great.
It makes you want to see it more.
Yeah, it does. It makes you want to really delve in.
So, like I said, and they wanted something to kind of bridge the gap between Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm.
And George Lucas had very little input in this. And that doesn't necessarily make it better or worse so far.
Mm-hmm.
But he did want to make something exclusively with Wookiees, like a Chewbacca world. And that's interesting.
Again, it all makes sense intellectually. On paper, if you were like, Star Wars special, great, a lot of Wookiees, it'll be fun, it'll
kids
be
are going to love it.
I get it. I'm on board.
I don't know who would be interested in this. Unless you're extremely addicted to drugs. Like, this would make... The drugs themselves be like, no.
Yeah, the drugs are like, I'm going clean.
Yeah, I'm done. So the loosely the plot is that Chewbacca and Han Solo, they go to visit the land of the Wookiees to celebrate Life Day. So it had elements of the story, but intercut would be cartoons, which are kind of cool because they're very...
Again, this all sounds
it's so
very cool.
70s. The cartoon parts... It's just so intercut, so weird. There's music.
Mm-hmm.
There's some rock music.
What?
Like one of the like
Wookiees listen to rock music,
but like an Imperial Guard, an Imperial Guard will just be looking to a thing. He's like, "Oh, Jefferson Starship's rocking out
in a keyhole." That's very 70s. Yeah, be like it's, stormtrooper, like look through the keyhole. It's a Jefferson airplane.
No, everything was a like kind of like looking into a screen. There was actually one scene where I don't know if it's Chewbacca's cousin or his wife.
But I love she's, an off-brand Chewbacca.
She's cooking, but she's cooking watching a cooking tutorial like somebody would do on YouTube.
What?
Yeah, so it's a little, that part is a little bit.
Wow, the prophecy is complete.
Yes, so there's a little, you know, kind of foreshadowing what the future might be. So I thought that was really, like almost like a vlog. Like, hey, all right. So
weird.
Like a Julia Child type thing.
Yeah, let me guess, it was a woman Chewbacca, or whatever woman Chewbacca would be like, a big bow in her hair and like lipstick on her little like Chewbacca lips.
The thing starts out where it's a, I don't know who it is, if it's a place. There's I'm going to say a Wookiee dad, a Wookiee mom, and the kid.
A Wookiee family
and
unit.
And they're playing with Star Wars toys.
Yes.
So
yes.
They're playing with the thing.
Worlds are folding.
But to hear the sound, it's just like. And then this goes on for like 10 minutes.
This
where
is
the
like
kid
Inception
is
style.
Going.
Mind fuckery.
And then the grumpy
the
old dad.
One. First of all, everyone has a Wookiee impression. That is the worst one I've ever heard.
Yeah. The Wookiee dad's really curmudgeonly and he's like,
yeah, he's like
and then the mom is like,
work.
And I don't know who's more mad. And you could tell they're kind of conversing, but they do. And that goes on for like a solid 10. This thing is like an hour and 40 minutes long, by the way. Diane Carroll singing, doing her disco. I mean,
They're like, who, what celebrities can we get of this era? I'm sure
good ones.
Yeah.
Basically like a Carol Burnett show type, like quality.
Variety. I mean, again, it still sounds great, but I've seen it and I know it's horrible.
Diane Carroll appears as a hologram, sexual fantasy for Chewbacca's father. How much cocaine?
Give that guy some time alone with his hologram. Give Chewbacca's dad some time to do a little Chewbacca-ing.
He likes African American, which is progressive.
He's an animal.
Who's
he's
to say?
He's not even an animal. He's a furry space creature.
So you're not invited to Life Day, that's for sure. I mean, Jefferson Airplane. I mean, they are. Their keyboard just turns to drugs. Like, you know what I mean? The song isn't actually that bad. This is like at the tail end of like Jefferson Starship going into Starship a couple of years later. So I kind of follow that. Mm-hmm. But it's a pretty decent like song. I mean, it's not bad on its own. They perform the song Light the Sky on Fire. So they're kind of like in some kind of virtual. Everything's like a 3D virtual reality.
It also reminds me of there was this museum in Wisconsin Dells about 4 hours from where I grew up called Tommy Bartlett's Robot World.
Oh.
And it was like, you know, the thing that you put your hands on and your hair goes up and it has like robots and aliens. Mm. And they were all made out of like weird, like spray painted cardboard. Like this is what the special reminds me of, where it's like, I don't know, everything you want, right? Look at all this garbage shit.
It is. It's like they threw money at garbage and they're like, no, more.
Yeah.
The Jefferson Starship song was called, and this is what it was in production, Cigar-Shaped Object, parentheses, Vanished Without a Trace. What is anyone,
love
what
it.
Is going
yep,
on?
Yep, yep, the executives were like, more.
Yeah, they love, wait, listen, they just see those
like,
Star Wars
slept
dollars.
In 3 days.
The you know, the, I think it was Kenner or Hasbro, I think it was Kenner that made the merchandising was amazing.
Yeah.
They were like, listen, any people just want more of this. It's already great.
They're like, get me Chewbacca and a bed full of money and give me one night.
We have Harvey Korman.
Yeah.
Great. I mean, like, you know, really good quality. B. Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
Art Carney.
Yeah.
For Honeymooners. Is like he's like a Han Solo type dude, but he's like 85.
I love
it. Cool. I mean, he's cool as hell, but. Oh, yeah. B. Arthur is a singing cantina bartender.
Of course she is.
George Lucas is like, it's like the bane of his existence.
Mm-hmm.
He told Empire Magazine in 1999 that he was talked into doing it by Fox Studios.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the talking involved probably a briefcase,
sure.
One with drugs,
like,
one with money.
That's what everyone is talked into doing everything. No one's really like, I don't know what this is, I'll just do it. That's not an excuse. That's what happens with every production
ever. Well, if it went well, it'd be a different conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
The legend has it that Lucas told someone, he was at a Star Wars convention, and he says, if I had the time and a sledgehammer, I would mm-hmm. track down every copy of that show and smash it.
Wow.
And Harrison Ford says, I've never watched it.
Mm-hmm.
They really distance themselves from that. Carrie Fisher made George Lucas give her a copy of it. And when she would have parties and wanted the party to be over, she put it on as an indicator as this party is over. And I want to
think. People weren't like, let's keep doing drugs and keep watching this. I love that, though.
Yeah. There's, thanks to the Daily Beast and Reddit, there's actually, I mean, Carrie Fisher's great. You know,
yeah. She's, again, a huge
super
sense of
talented.
Humor,
yeah.
Really cool. Like self-aware.
Just cool. Like a cool person. But somebody, you know, I'm looking around on Reddit. I just think what the conversation is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a photo that, you know, she has one long nail, like a Coke nail.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see it clear as day in Star Wars.
Oh, my God. Of course. She, as we know, she has struggled with different types of drug abuses. But she always has a sense of humor about it. She's always very honest and open about her struggle.
You know what's drug-free, though?
What?
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod. You will not find...
There's no nary a drug on it?
No, it's drug totally really? Drug-free. Yeah, it's totally... Two clean and sober bonus episodes a month. Yeah, I know. We keep it clean over there, Rebecca. Yeah. Clean and tidy.
I don't like it.
I know. Well,
we don't have any fun on Patreon. Can't we? You know what? We can. We can have good, clean, sober fun, and you can too. Patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Pod! If you like weird and strange history as much as I do, then I have the podcast for you. I'm Jason Horton, host of Strange Year. Each episode, I break down the strange history and cultural happenings during that year, like 1977, the Wow Signal, 1963, Three Tramps Theory, 1844, the Millerite Movement, 1997, the Phoenix Lights, 1896, the Shortest War, 2004, Benjamin Kyle, 1518, the Dancing Plague, 1985, the Move Bombing, 1972, Remote Viewing. So to get your weekly weird history fix, pause the podcast you're listening to right now and subscribe to Strange Year wherever you listen to podcasts.